Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 26. Nothing to my thinking out loud. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Papa Don, and this is my guy,
J. Will, man.
Today, we have another treat for you guys. I know it's been a while.
It's been a little minute.
It's a lot going on, you know, holidays, life, birthdays, holidays. You know, life. You know, Jeremy got his third kid on the way.
Whoa. I was just about to shout out, like, bro, we didn't hold each other on nicknames. We just went straight into
business. I got something. But anyway, that
I don't have kids, bro.
Team Virgin. But anyway, it's been a minute, but we are back.
I mean, it's been a minute because of y'all. Like, y'all was sending us shit.
Today, we're gonna talk about, actually that's the first topic, the real king of R&B. Top five. We're gonna talk about local artists to fool with, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Arkansas, bro.
I have a table flip and a story time for you guys today.
Dunn has two for y'all today.
You know, a little treat for y'all.
He poured out the preacher.
A little warm, a little bit.
I'm about to get this shit out.
Yeah. We're going to talk about overrated songs. Things that we thought was popping back in the day and turned out to be trash when you think, you know, when you go back and think about it. And then, of course, we have story time with J. Will. This one's going to be a doozy.
I try my best to never tell this story on a podcast, and I always gloss over it. Dunn's always tried to make me tell this story.
Yes, and he's finally gonna tell it.
And I gotta tell it because I'm running out of shit to.
I'm excited. Like, I'm dead ass excited. Just real quick, if you're new to the podcast, you do have to stay on the podcast app that you use to listen, but you do. You don't. My bad. You don't have to stay on the app, but you do have to stay on Facebook to watch the live, of course. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
Google Play,
Google Podcasts. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah,
and Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. That was our original platform. That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Started from the get. It's actually what we're using right now. It's Anchor. Beautiful app.
Shout out to Anchor.
Anchor, sponsor us, please.
Please.
Cut us a check. I'm broke. You know, J. Will got to pay for his three kids.
Chill out,
bro. But nah, I'm cooler. I'm a chill. But first and foremost, man, I'm curious to know what you feel about this topic, man. Recently, as you all know, Jacquees
zoomed in on the pimple and the nose ring,
was all like, that, and said he was the king, the king of R&B
of this generation.
I personally don't feel like that nigga is the king of our generation, not a man.
He's the king of booed up, though.
He's the king of booed up. But he's not the king of R&B. When I think of, you know, the king of R&B, like, you know, there's somebody that just really just stood out and showed out.
Real quick, I think it's Alex's birthday today, or it was yesterday. Alex Gonzalez.
Hey, my nigga Alex, happy birthday.
Yeah, so I don't think she's watching it or nothing. Probably not.
She probably somewhere happy birthday, beat it out of boot up. Yeah. You know, oh, power to you. Love you, fam. Happy birthday. You know, tell moms to say hey, all that good old stuff. Anyway, Ebony. When I hear, you know, the king of R&B.
King.
A few names come to mind, yeah, you know, man.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's been talking. It's been a hot topic
on social media
for like 2 days. Everybody's had their own king. I'm Killmonger. Like, this is your king?
This is your king.
So we had to make us a list of niggas that we think could be vying.
It's just up there. You know what I'm saying?
So Dunga give a nigga, I'm gonna give a nigga. Dunga give a nigga, I'm gonna give a nigga.
Okay,
nigga,
my first king, man. Steve Smith from American Dad.
Steve was on my list as well.
Steve is.
If you just want to go through a catalog of Steve's classes, you got Daddy's Gone.
You got the My Body Cover.
You got the Trapped in the Closet. Thing. He did a whole Trapped in the Closet.
And he caught with the dance moves.
And he caught with the dance moves. And he did the little pony when he was grinding on
the road. Yeah.
Steve Smith is definitely one of the kings of R&B. I fuck with that choice. Like I said, he was on my list too. So he was like number three for me. So when I get to number three, I just, you know, say his name.
Shout out to his Cocoa Butter.
Shout out to Cocoa Butter. Sponsors, please. Somebody. My first guy, king of R&B. He only got one real classic song, but he's the GOAT for what he did with this one song. Aladdin.
Whoa.
Aladdin sang one song and chopped down the richest Disney princess of all time.
He did. He did that.
Aladdin sang one song.
One song.
He hit the note. I can show you the world. Chopped down the richest Disney princess of and the baddest.
And he got flued out.
On
the magic carpet.
One song. Aladdin got flued out. Okay. So Aladdin is definitely one of the kings of R&B.
Okay. My next one. Hella Slept On. You know what I'm saying? Goes back to our childhood. You know what I'm saying? Coming up as youngest, man. Varnell Hill from Martin, bro.
Let me share in the clip.
Man.
In the clip, man.
The notes. The range, bro.
The AI.
All that. Bro, he cold.
Varnell.
One of the greatest.
Varnell.
Did you miss me?
Did you miss him?
What?
How many
Shaboing
kings,
boy.
How many kings you know with catchphrases?
What? Varnell did you Hill. Miss me?
Did you miss him?
Shaboing boy.
Did you miss him?
Like, bro.
To go to mine, I think we both had him on this list. We kind of talked about it off cam. He was definitely number two on my list. I don't want y'all to get this guy confused with another guy who's similar to him in name and appearance. My guy's Jamie King. You might be thinking Jamie Foxx. I'm not talking Jamie Foxx.
It's not the same person.
I'm talking Jamie King. Mr. Jingles 2000 himself.
Shout out to Jingles 2000.
Shout out to Jingles 2000, bro. Dunn's employed there. Check his Facebook profile. It says it there. It's a real place of business.
It is.
Jamie King, though. Yeah. He broke up a whole engagement.
Boo, will you marry the kid and have some little boos around the crib? Asking for some breast milk?
But what?
I got first deals.
What else?
I get first deals.
What? Talk to him, bro.
What?
Jamie King is definitely
on the list. Knock off my glass.
Jamie King sang at his ex-girlfriend / still love's engagement.
He did.
And sang to her and her new fiance.
He did. He did that. And he's still bagger.
And he's still bagger.
What's good, bro?
So, you know, Jamie King is definitely on my list. Mm-hmm. Dearly beloved.
Oh, man.
We are gathered here today.
Woo!
To show appreciation. If you ever need someone to call on.
Whenever times got rough.
Bruh.
Man, what?
That's a classic. Woo. That's a classic. Who you got next? Woo. Who you got next?
Let me see. Now this cat, man, he's an unorthodox singer.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, kind of ruled him out just because he's so different, man.
Yeah.
But people that don't have a true appreciation for talent and an ear for music and range and just overall just kingness.
Yeah.
Man. Ice JJ Fish, bro.
Oh my God.
Ice JJ motherfucking Fish, bro. That nigga, man, that nigga's nice.
The high notes?
The high note. What? The nigga can stay. He stayed right here. And then he got the moves. The
dance moves, bro.
Bro, what? He called.
I definitely fooled Ice JJ.
He called Ice JJ.
He brought light skin back.
He brought light skin back. Because, you know, folks was, you know, they ruled the light skins out.
Because that's right around Chris Brown had.
Yeah, man. The skadoonk up and the whoopsie.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody was ruling them out. You know what I'm saying? Michael Ealy was tripping, dropping kids off buildings and shit. Stalking motherfuckers, laying on the beds.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard was getting his ass beat in two different movies.
Yeah.
Well, no, Ludacris was. Ludacris was getting his ass beat
in two different movies. And then Terrence Howard curl, you know, Hustle and Flow. Then he went to Lucius. And you know, like,
man, Lucius always talking like this.
Yeah,
man. Like, he ain't been a cry. Like, he just got a woman.
Ice JJ Fish saved
R&B. Saved R&B and the light skins, man.
He did at the same time. Now, this guy on my list, bro.
I'm ready for it.
a lot of people fool with him, but I don't think they really take his music serious because he's so talented doing so many other things. I mean, the guy can cook. The guy's funny. He hustles.
I already know.
I gotta go with SpongeBob SquarePants.
I already know.
And I don't even fool with the SpongeBob show. But if you just SpongeBob go down is my shit. His catalog.
I'm mad I didn't put that on mine, bro. The best time to wear a striped sweater?
When is the best time to wear a striped
sweater? All the time, my nigga.
What's the different kinds?
One with the collar.
The turtleneck.
That's the kind.
Oh, my God.
My nigga, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob sang at the only Super Bowl the sea.
Sweet victory. Sweet victory.
The Krusty Krab pizza. Is the pizza.
And he even dabbled into the jazz genre. With the skibidi, like fam, who you know doing pop, rock, R&B, and
he even got the little weird music when he first got the little spatula and had the little music in the background.
Yes,
like SpongeBob. So yes, SpongeBob freestyled a song to get fancy back when he ripped his pants. That was all off the dome with background singers.
Just to get Sandy back in
just
his
to
good
get
graces.
Sandy back.
Just to get them cheeks back.
Oh
man.
My God, bro. SpongeBob is definitely,
and he,
definitely
he, in Beast, there. You do have a point. He dimmed the light so smooth for striped sweater.
Bruh. The Krusty Krab.
The fun song?
F is for friends.
Who do things together.
No homo.
Pause.
Bruh, SpongeBob is definitely on there, bro.
Come on, dog.
Bro, SpongeBob is definitely on that list.
If he not number one, he definitely
SpongeBob is up there. I'm mad that I had him third on my list.
I'm mad I didn't think of him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's...
SpongeBob put in hella work. Parker, SpongeBob put in hella work. There are several songs you could think of SpongeBob that he made.
On the cool.
SpongeBob taught niggas how to tie their fucking shoes.
Oh my. You looped in pool?
Now your shoes are looking cool.
Looking cool, my nigga.
God damn it.
Shit like that.
Done, DeMarco. Bruh.
Man. Okay, now. My last one is somewhat of an honorable mention. I don't know. I shared the video, I want to say yesterday, the day before. I don't know who this man is. I'm just calling him Dude. A.K.A. That's Dave.
That's Dave.
But Dave. Nigga that sing.
Can a nigga get some chicken wings?
What else?
Can a nigga get some rice and things?
Uh-huh.
Yo, Dave! What? Let me get an order. Put the camera in his face. That's Dave.
Bro, he took it back,
bro.
He took it back to Five Heartbeats.
He even went to the little SpongeBob at the end. Even the nicotine. He sampled SpongeBob.
Extra nicotine, please.
Bro.
He sampled SpongeBob while singing about nicotine. How is he not in there?
Whew, man.
Let me round mine out, man. Because I think I took Jamie King from you. You got Steve from me. So
yeah. So we even.
It's my number five, bro. I got an honorable mention too when we're done. But my number five is Martin on Black Knight. The nigga for his life had white people who never had soul sing a whole boom 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Bruh, he saved his own life. Got the whole people dancing to the music.
He did that.
Dancing to the music.
He did that.
Not only was he the king, a king of R&B, he was a knight.
He was a knight.
He was a knight and a king of R&B.
Knighted, my nigga.
He's the Black Knight.
Yeah, the Black Knight.
And my honorable mention is...
your daughter's a freak.
You know he was a real king of R&B because he hit a white girl instantly.
Instantly, off the rip.
Sang and hit a white girl.
Off the muscle.
Bro, that's like on the checklist you gotta do. To be one of them. And my honorable mention is Johnny from Sing, the gorilla, bro. Now I'm still standing.
That's a good ass movie,
man. It is. It's a great movie.
Sing is a great ass movie.
In the
movie,
audition, he sang John Legend.
He did.
In the concert, he sang Elton John. My nigga went from John Legend to Elton John. John Legend.
Elton John, the legend.
Oh, my.
Slow it down.
Bruh. Johnny's one of the GOATs for that, man. Yeah, but man. Yeah. So those are the real kings of R&B, man. Y'all can send us some of y'all's and y'all list. I saw Tank, but he don't compare to none of the niggas we talking about. Some people might say Chris Brown, but Ice JJ Fish is the real light skinned king of R&B. So you know,
he is.
Yeah, man. So those are our kings of R&B.
And kind of a little segue from R&B, local artists. Now me, you know what I'm saying, being a proud Razorback, you know what I'm saying, 501 to the death. I'm always down to support my local artists, my local dope artists, you know what I'm saying, my creatives and everything. There were a few names that, you know, popped up. First, even though, like, she technically not local no more because she popping like a motherfucker now, Carrie Foe. From The Rock.
She been nice.
Buzzing.
Check out Carrie Foe,
bro. Definitely check her out. Did like a whole score. Yeah, I think she went to Central. Yeah. Did like, was on damn near half the soundtrack for Insecure.
Yeah, and
did a song with Gambino.
Yeah, Childish Gambino shot her that.
Did
out,
a song with Isaiah Rashad, my nigga. Yes, like
Lil Rock, fresh out of Lil Rock, like Central High School, bro.
From the crib, bro.
Yeah,
like
from here. Shout out to Carrie. I didn't think of Carrie Foe when I thought of local artists, but she definitely booming.
Low Thrax,
definitely
nigga,
booming.
Nigga
shout
out here spitting. My nigga Clark Kadeem spitting.
Yeah, Low Thrax got a song called Pep Talk. Bruh.
Nice.
Back in the gap, like when I was in college.
His Coke Boys freestyle was nice as fuck from back in the day.
Low Thrax be nice, man. He used to hoop against dude. He used to go
my nigga Danny B from the Bluff.
Is that the dude who you be sharing the little videos? Be rapping?
Yeah, on the Good Game Thursday. My nigga got bars, bro. From the crib. He was my nigga Spencer roommate, what is it, freshman year at UAPB, man. My nigga. My nigga out here doing something, bro. Daz and Bree. I think Daz graduated from Northwood Rock a year before I did. But yeah, really dope. Nice little wave.
Yeah, man. If you just want to go, wave, like, man. People good at, like, saying they got on people before they blew up that's not even from Arkansas. Arkansas was full of talent. So, you know, shout out to Arkansas for that. We full of talent. Just if you want to go through my list, man. Angelica. She just dropped an EP today.
Yes, and Jelly. It's nice.
It's nice,
shout
man.
Shout out to Jelly, man.
She dropped it today. Rest in peace to her dad. I think she dropped it on her dad's birthday.
Yeah.
It was fire. I listened to it a few times today.
Definitely. Like, she came out the gate. Which I was like, oh.
First song off the real dance. I saw a lot of girls talking about the ex that got away. I'm like, oh, man. You know, she's singing about some Lil Rock nigga that did it wrong. But she definitely, she flipped and she was the ex that got away in that song. It was a dope song. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Angelica, man. And she's watched her podcast a couple times.
She did.
Shout out to her, it was fire. My cousin, he watched the podcast, Emery Jr. He got a song that's booming right now. And it's on our other cousin, Waikido, YK, shout out YK, his little album, Fear of Failure. It's on Spotify too, by the way. You can stream it on Apple Music and stuff.
Braylini, shout out to Braylini. It's a few. I feel like it might be a couple.
Yeah, Benil got a track on that. Emery Jr. got a track on that Waikido joint. Real fire. I'm gonna probably share it after this. So he doing big things. Shout out to them three. I know, and then, like I said, Carrie Foe, Low Thrax. Some people that I mess with locally, man. So we full of talent here, bro.
We out here.
We full of talent here.
Papa Don and J Will got some heat coming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, I will be remiss. Beast Mode, say been working on an album, R&B Beast. So shout out to Beast Mode.
We're
going to
have to do a cypher or some shit.
We're going to have to do a cypher. I think R&B, and Beast do it all. He's kind of like Drake. He sing, he dance, you know what I'm saying? He rap. So, yeah, buy our album.
Beast be dancing, bro?
I don't know. I assume the nigga be dancing and shit.
He borderline light skin. He got it.
Yeah, shout out to all the local talent we got. Like, shout out to Jelly, YK.
Shout out to all the creators.
Carrie Foe, Emery Jr. What's my guy? Love dude, bro. It'll be spitting the Thursday joints.
Danny B.
Danny, shout out to dude, man.
That's my guy, man.
It's a lot of talent in Lil Rock, man. I just thought, you know, a lot of people watch this. I don't know if they fool with it on the cool, but. For the views, man, definitely check out some of those folks. They easy to find, and I don't think their quality of music is too far off of what everybody else is
doing. If possible, I'm going to actually tag those when I'm going to tag those artists that we name.
He said he don't dance, he just crip walk.
Melodically?
So you graceful with it? He gracefully crip walks.
I have to
get
see
your it. Walk on, Beast. Get your walk on.
I have to see that.
Yeah, man. So we just want to take some time. I just want to take out some time, especially seeing the music that's been going around. Then after Jelly Share that shit today.
That shit is hot.
Yeah, man. I feel like.
I think it's on Apple Music now because she did say it was
on SoundCloud.
Yeah, it was on SoundCloud at first, and she was like, it should be on Apple Music.
But yeah, man, after all that done, you got table flip done. I don't know how we could segue to your table flip.
It's really not a segue at all. Yeah, like, really you know. Can't just. We just gonna jump right on in it. Oh. We're gonna talk about PDA. Now, me being the gangster that I am, you know what I'm saying? I still love, especially black love.
Ooh. Shout out to Black Love.
I'm all for it. Now, PDA, I don't mind it. I'm all for it. Holding hands, making plans, walking in the rain for no dumbass reason, waking up with Ebola. But it was cute when you did it, you know. It was cute when you did it. That's cool. But there's a time and place for everything. The park. Maybe the mall. Your local ice cream parlor. But not the plasma center. Not the plasma center. For those of you that don't know, I
got people indeed. Fucking in the plasma center.
Nah, now? Not to that extent. But you know, to those of you that don't know, I do work at a plasma center. Plasma does save lives, real quick. So if you or a friend you know is able to donate plasma, come holler at us. Like the farm north of the rock. Probably shouldn't even plug them. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, nickel yeah, way. not at the plasma center, fam. You know. That's not the place. I'm at work trying to get a bag and y'all in line beady da doop booed up like get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Like no. I'm straight on that. I'm trying to work.
Razzle dazzle plasma.
Right, razzle dazzle plasma. No, I'm straight on that, fam. I'm trying to work. And it's a bio area. Y'all up here swapping spit and it's airborne pathogens and shit floating around like nigga, this is a
airborne pathogens.
Yeah. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? This is a climate-controlled environment. We trying to kill the bacteria in the air. Y'all out here spreading all types of whatever the fuck. Like, stop that shit, cuz. I don't like that.
It's a real disease, whatever the fuck. Google it.
Whatever the fuck is definitely... look it up on WebMD. Whatever the fuck. It is a major epidemic in the black community. Whatever the fuck. It's killing niggas daily. But yeah, man. This is a time and place for everything. Like... You know, if you want to do your little PDA thing, cool. You know, I'm with all the little cute shit, but don't come to my place of work doing that shit. Because I'm going to fire your ass up. I stay firing people up at work. You can ask anybody that has ever worked with me. I fire niggas up on a daily.
Anybody can get this shit.
Anybody. I want all the smoke. Gives no fucks. right. Very dangerous. But yeah, that was my little table flip. That was just like something real quick.
Short and sweet, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Short and sweet, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Keep your spit to yourself.
Keep your spit to yourself. Unless, you know, if you're in the privacy of your home.
It's a spit environment.
Yeah.
Don't spit in plasma centers.
Don't spit in plasma centers. Cause
hospitals and shit.
Hospitals, urgent care clinics.
Because, you know, Dunn will be in a nursing home. So don't spit in the nursing home. All
right.
But Dunn will be spitting in the nursing home.
You got it. I deserve that. You got it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Neil walked through the nursing home icy hot in both pockets. How old niggas walk around young girls with change in their pockets. Done walking around icy hot in both pockets.
Come on, some ooh baby, hold on, that's done. He got the ice hot.
Ooh, come here, Papa Done.
Ooh shit, boy, you hell for that.
His name say it all. You Papa Done.
Oh, you so hell for that.
Alright, yeah, so man. We'll go over to the overrated song segue. If I gotta swap spit in the plasma center to find love, I just gotta do it. No, don't do that.
Please don't do that.
There's somebody out here for everybody.
There's somebody out there for
everybody. Don't go to the plasma center.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You started watching at the wrong time. I just got through talking about the plasma center, fam.
I mean, ain't no way to segue to the next one either.
No, you know? Not really. Now that I think about it, we should have
did that with that, but still.
But anyway.
But yeah,
next topic.
We
back to music.
Yeah, back to music.
If you will,
music center episode.
Overrated songs. Songs that you thought was popping back in the day that you later found out was trash.
It's trash. Like you listen to it now, you be like, this shit's not hot.
It's not hot. Like
it's not it, Chief.
Like the first, because I saw it shared on Facebook. Hey yo, I'm gonna need one of them cupcakes though.
Nah, they old, bro. This is my birthday. I'm about to throw them away.
Damn, when was nigga? Your birthday was like 2 weeks ago.
2-3 weeks ago, bro. Nah, you don't want those, man. I mean, you can have one, but if you get sick, remember, it's on camera that I told you don't want one of those, bro. It's only 3 left for, let it go, fam. Shout out to, she's a girl.
Never mind. I say real king R&B was Elsa, but she's a queen.
We'll go back to that. But overrated songs. I saw it shared. The first thing I thought about, like when I saw this topic, was "I Don't Want to Know" by Mario Winans.
Wayans?
I think it's Wayans. No, it's Winans because he related to the Winans.
For real?
Yeah.
He was whining on this song. Like bars. But yeah, go on. Why is this song overrated, bro?
Because it sounded like a bitch.
A little bitch,
cuz. Like, I don't want to know if you playing me. Please don't let it show because my heart can't take it anymore.
Because my heart can't take it anymore. He was real weak on that.
He was weak as fuck.
And like that song was a classic though. Like this used to come on in the club.
And then the beat make you do 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 do. But now, like thinking about it, being grown and shit.
Yeah, he was a bitch ass nigga. As a grown ass man, what make you go in the studio and be like, you know what?
You know what? I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, hey, play that shit.
Play that shit.
Somebody said they. Nah, don't do that, bro.
Yeah. Oh, Drew Hill. Somebody sleeping in my bed. Now the remix was hard as fuck.
Sleeping in my bed,
messing with my head.
Yeah.
Nah, you sound like a whole sucker.
You sound like a whole sucker.
Because if I do a fucking rap remix, the song gonna be.
I don't even think this song. I still like that song, bro. Like I still think he's just like.
I like the remix.
Yeah, it's straight. If you go to me, bro, we talked about it. I think the I don't know if it's the remix or not. I Need a Girl is trash. And not the song, I Need a Girl Too.
Right.
That's cool, but Diddy had the gayest verse of all time. And I'm not homophobic. But Diddy had the gay. Like, when I go back, She Was More Than My Girl, We Were Like Brothers. All Night, We Would Play Fight Undercovers.
Pause.
Hold on.
Hold up.
I got brothers. I got real close homeboys.
Whoa.
I've never play fought with them niggas undercover.
We might squab in the backyard.
Yeah, we might wrestle on a trampoline or some shit outside.
But nah, we're not play fighting.
I mean, we're not late at night play fighting undercovers. I don't want my girl to be anything like my brothers.
No.
Diddy, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Diddy?
Yo, Dave!
Like, my man's like,
didn't appreciate it, so I made her cry for me. Dude was harmonizing in the background with her too. All night she had tears in her eye for me. I caught the case shirt, he took the whole ride for me. She sounds stupid.
Stupid as fuck.
But yeah,
a whole dummy.
Yeah, I couldn't fuck with it. Hey, in this song, bro, y'all before y'all argue with me in the comments and before you look at me crazy, just hear me out.
Yo.
Yes, right. Biggie definitely said a girl looks so good I would suck your daddy's dick. He did. Paul, I don't even like saying that line. Diddy definitely said. I mean, Biggie definitely said that. Something was going on in Bad Boy. Something was going on. There was some bad boys in Bad Boy. Pause.
They was doing some bad stuff at Bad Boy.
Yeah. Nah, It Wasn't Me was classic. He looked her in her face and was like, "You saw me cheating." But you didn't see me cheat.
DMX and Eminem had some gay ass lyrics too.
Yeah, Eminem got a bunch of gay ass lyrics.
Yeah. What DMX said? I have to go back.
DMX had some questionable shit back in the day. Yeah. Eminem did have that
gerbil. Put a gerbil in his ass and let it. Cry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I never think those songs were hot. Like, I never thought, like, the Biggie line, I never thought that was hot. It ain't like it was a classic song that I thought was hot. Got older and was like, whoa, Biggie. As a kid, I was like, nah, Biggie.
Nah,
like, true. I didn't even fuck with Biggie a long time. I didn't start fucking with Biggie really till
I was always maybe a like, Tupac fan.
Yeah, I was like, probably Biggie until, late high school, early college.
I actually went and bought Ready to Die when I was, I think I was like
19. Yeah, like Biggie came later because of this shit. Like my pops don't play this shit. Like we ain't listening to nigga talking about this. Like, but a very overrated song, and I'm trying to emphasize song before y'all jump on me. I think Thriller is mad overrated. When you think of Thriller, you think of the video. The video of Thriller is classic. The song Thriller, if I'm just listening to the album. And Thriller comes on, Thriller don't ride like that.
on the cool.
Thriller don't ride like that. The video is cold.
Because when you think about it, there's like no lyrical content.
There's no lyrical content in Thriller at all. I don't give a fuck. I know it's Michael Jackson. And I know we love Michael Jackson.
And it's not even, you know what I'm saying?
Give me a hotline from Thriller.
It's not going against, because you got to think about all the hot shit he does have. Butterflies.
You know Human Nature is my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Like, Human Nature is an all-time
Why?
Bro, Thriller. I listen to some Michael Jackson on the way to the crib. Bro.
Thriller is ass. Thriller is ass.
Yeah, the video is popular.
The video from Thriller is cold. It's classic.
You literally cannot argue with that.
You can't listen to Thriller.
You can't.
You're not gonna bump Thriller in the car. You're not gonna bump Thriller. You're gonna bump Thriller on Halloween at a fucking haunted house or kid carnival and watch the video.
Thriller is not some shit you play when you're thinking about Bay.
Thriller is not a good song.
Butterflies, Remember the Time, The Way You Make Me Feel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some real quick shit.
Rock with you.
When you want.
I want to rock with you. But Thriller.
You want to beat a nigga ass bad, nigga?
Yeah, what? Or beat it. No homo. But Thriller is not a good song. I think Thriller is mad overrated. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You can't argue those facts, bro.
You can't make a legit argument out of that.
Thriller is not a hot song.
It's not. Man's not hot. It is what it is.
Yeah, bro. So, you know, I mean, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. He's great. It's after me. That's hot? That's not hot. That's not a hot line.
I feel like...
You close your eyes. And they're like...
Ain't nobody was like, oh, shit! God damn, Mike said it's something lurking in the dark.
It's a great song because you go dance, you go be in that bitch, struggle coming, you like do 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 do.
If you play Thriller and it make you think about Bae, that tells me that your Bae is ugly as fuck.
But I don't like say you got Heal the World. You know what I'm saying? You got Rock with You, The Way You Make Me
Dirty
Feel.
Dirty Diana.
Remember the Time, Billie Jean. I'm not saying Michael's overrated.
No, not at all.
But Thriller.
You would have had to run a fade if you'd have said that.
No, but, I mean.
all right.
But Thriller is overrated, bro. I think that's a super overrated song.
It really is. I fucks with that. I fuck with that viewpoint.
That's where we go, man.
So, yeah. Story time.
Dirty Diana Code. Dirty Diana is basically about, like, a dirty ass girl, and
she was a hoe.
Michael Jackson had slick disses, bro.
He really did.
Billie Jean was a diss.
It's not my lover.
She's just a girl.
It thinks that I'm the one.
But
the kid is not my son.
I use protection.
He did. She got an airhead, bro.
Yeah.
Word. You got another one, bro. My nigga. But yo.
We by SWV, you think that's overrated? Maybe Rain. No, I like Rain Down on Me too.
Why? Or do you think that's overrated? This shit fire.
I don't think Weak is overrated. We talked about this off camera. I think 4 Minutes by Avant is overrated.
Read Your Mind is my shit though.
Yeah, Read Your Mind.
Crying at what, bro? What happened? That area was bomb as fuck. I think it was a little old, but it was fire.
No, I forgot how to short it out.
Oh.
When I took my players to go get some chips. Hey, give me some too. Little overheads.
Was Dave there?
No.
No.
Dave went there. Oh. He was cooking kittens in the back.
Shout out to my nigga Dave.
I saw down by a bonus tree. Oh, was Rain Down on Me?
Oh, God, it's talking about getting bust on.
Cause. I don't think so.
Hey, but you know what? A slept on song that I feel like we, like back in the day, Next made a whole song.
About getting hard in the club. Dick.
Like, I feel like we talked about that, but I just had to, like,
nah, bro, I'm saying, I don't think that's underrated. I think that's an overrated song.
No, I'm saying, like, that, like, niggas really got in the studio and wrote a song about his dick getting hard in the club.
No, but the girl, I think it's trash. The girl told him, like, she didn't like this shit. She was like,
Step back, you dancing kind of close.
I feel a little bump coming through you.
Like, girl, you better twerk on his meat.
Girl, you better twerk. You better twerk on his dick.
Twerk on his dick. Twerk on his
dick. Come here.
Twerk on his dick. Hey.
My bad.
Calm down.
My bad. Man.
Calm down, bro.
My bad. Go ahead, tell me. Yeah. Like, how come, like, don't do that.
Right.
You feel a poke, you better dance on this poke. That means it's a good thing. If I'm hard, why you dancing on me at the club, like?
If anything, you need to be worried if it don't get hard.
Yeah. Shit, I want you to feel, okay. Yeah, you gonna feel it.
You feel it, but you're trying to feel it.
Can that nigga get some rice and things? Yo, Dave.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah. Shout out to Corbin, man. We're gonna get into the story time real quick. I thought about this the other day. It's the holiday season. You know what I'm saying? Kobe, if you're still watching, you remember this cat, man. This is a cat named Andrew Pelkey, man. To this day, my mom's got beef with this cat. Now, I used to go to this daycare. It's on Camp Robinson. It goes by another name now on the north side. It's on Camp, like, right across the street from a piece of... It used to be called,
this would be a fucked up story anyway. It happened on the north side.
It used to be called La Petite. back in the gap, you know what I'm saying? That's when I was, it was one episode, we was talking about like breakfast and shit. I was talking about French toast. The best French toast ever, my nigga. But anyway, it was this cat named Andrew Pelkey. I'll never forget it. This white kid, man. Dude told me that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Damn.
And you know what I'm saying? I went home and told mom.
How old were you, bro?
I was like 4.
Damn.
I was 4. It was like right before kindergarten. I was like 4, you know what I'm saying? Got in the car, told mom's like, you know, mom, I'm shook, fam. Like,
mom, shook.
I'm shook. Like, the homie told me, you know what I'm saying? Santa Claus ain't real. Like, is it true? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Let me know. Like, what's popping? I need to know these things. You know what I'm saying? My whole life is a lie.
Yeah, you lied to me, mom.
All 4 years of my life.
All 4 years.
All 4 years. And you know what I'm saying?
A lot of change happens over 4 years.
You know what I'm saying? Mom was hot. And like, you know what I'm saying? Going forward, I just thought about it the other day. I was like, damn, mom's was real deal hot. Like, growing up, she would randomly, like, bring it up if anybody brought up Santa Claus. And, yeah, that little ugly little boy, Andrew Pelkey, that told you Santa Claus. I was like, ma.
Was Andrew Pelkey black?
No, he was white.
He sounds white.
I was like, ma. His last name is Pelkey.
Andrew Pelkey.
But anyway, shout out to Andrew Pelkey if you, But, right. Exactly. Tell me this, you know what I'm saying? Keep it a buck with your boy. But yeah, to this day, mom's on all the smoke. And I had posted about it, and like one of the homies was like, matter of fact, Candy was like, he was always an asshole. I'm like, damn, you know homie too? And then like 3, 4, 5 other people was like, yeah, shit, we went to school with that nigga too. I was like, so apparently Andrew Pelkey was an asshole his whole life. I don't know where Andrew Pelkey is right now, but I do wish you the best in life. And just so you know, mom's want all the smoke, bro. She still ain't forgave you for that shit.
He a fuck nigga for that, bro.
He is. Mom's want all the smoke, fam.
He definitely a fuck nigga for that, bro.
All the smoke. What y'all eat?
My favorite candy, bro.
Really?
Regular Airhead.
Mine is Bunch of Crunch.
Not the bites, not the other shit.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of stories.
All right.
Will.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, I did want to tell this story. Then I'm trying to get me to tell this story since about episode 1.
Pretty much.
And I've been coming up with different shit so I can not tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I respect the person in this story now. We let bygones be bygones. And, we have a good relationship. So I didn't want to, like, get on this and say it like I was bragging or that I was happy that this happened. But my story today is about the last time I beat up a girl.
All right.
Got it out the way. I beat up a girl in the 6th grade. It's the last time I fought a girl. Exactly. Before that, I used to smack bitches up.
Young me used to smack bitches up, bro. They used to test me because I was little. All right, but anyway, so I went to Dunbar Middle School. Mm-hmm. And around this time, Dunn, it was the book fair was going on. Mm-hmm. Hey, first off, man, domestic violence is never a joke.
No.
I don't condone it.
But in this particular case, it's fucking hilarious.
It's not hilarious, bro. All right, bro. So, the book fair was going on. Mm-hmm. And in English class, in sixth grade, your English teacher, y'all went down to the book fair. Mm-hmm. You had some paper. You write a list of books that you know that you were going to, you know, look to ask your parents for. You know, just basically like a little English thing, right? Mm-hmm. Back then, class, like an hour and a half. You know, some people going around, they shopping, they buying books, or they're writing down books for, like, their wish list mm-hmm. from the hood. My parents won't buy me no bookstore books, bro. So, me and my homeboy, shout out to Jordan Talbert, we were standing by the sports books. By the, you know, basketball books, yeah. Right? And we were quizzing each other. Like, it'd be books over there, like, top 5 point guards in the league, right? Yeah. So, we'd grab the book, you know, look at the table, come... Who you think the top 5 point guard in the league? Who you think in this book, right? Just quizzing each other. Next to that book were the How to Draw Dragon Ball Z character type books, right?
That was the shit I was fucking
with. You know what I'm saying? So there's no girls in this area. There's sports and Dragon Ball Z. No bitches care about sports and Dragon Ball Z. We just over here trying to kill time before class, right? Mm-hmm. This girl, I'm going to leave names out of it.
No. No.
We gotta leave names out there. That's not important. This girl comes over and she pushes me. Move.
Oh.
Woody woody woo, saying her little shit. Like for no reason. And I'm like, bro, I fired her up. She your black ass, ugly ass out. You know, like shit, you don't even want no books over here, bro. We over here doing our thing. Shut your black ass up, gone somewhere, bitch.
Savage.
So she got to talking little shit back and forth, and she pushed me again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, bro, no real talk. Keep your hands off of me. This ain't the type of place for that.
Yeah,
this keep your hands off of me. Yeah, like, yeah. I ain't really with all this shit. Like, I'm just trying to quiz my nigga, bro.
That's it.
You don't care about it. So then she pushed me again. I'm like, fam, real talk. You don't even care about these books, you ugly-ass roach. You know, that's when you call girls roaches back in. You don't care about this book, roach. It's basketball and Dragon Ball Z. Like, why you over here trying to start shit, bro? Like, you trying to over here talk shit and be funny, bro? So, the fourth time, she pushed me, bro. And, like, you know, the little bookshelves, they kind of protrude out a little mm-hmm. bit. I kind of stumbled a little bit. Kind of stumbled. My heel hit the little thing, and I kind of, you know, fell down. Now, at this time in sixth grade, kind of had a little name for myself, bro. Played basketball. You know, little short, little long-haired nigga. I couldn't go out like that, because now everybody looking. So then it's like doo doo when I was falling, doo doo. So when I hit the ground, I just sprang up and I decked her ass. Done.
Fuck! She fired off. Oh damn!
So grabbed. I stuck her with everything with the left.
With everything.
With everything with the left. I was. Then I just grabbed. I was throwing her up right. So then the teacher broke it up, and then like when she fell and pulled me, she pushed. She was like Jeremy. And I was like, I blacked out. I was like. Bro, she kept pushing me, bro. She kept pushing me. I wasn't even caring. I was, like, I was with Dragon Ball Z books, and I was doing this. So then they sent me to the office, bro, and it was like, something had to happen, because I've never been in trouble before. Something had to happen. What happened? I was like, bro, she kept pushing me. She pushed me. I fell, and everything went slow motion and blacked out, bro. So I decked her up, bro. So
decked her up,
cuz. Decked her up, cuz. So I got like 3 days of cafeteria. I didn't get in real trouble for it, because they was like...
That sounded like my little brother.
They was like, she had to do something to make you go. Like, so I got like 3 days of cafeteria, dude, when I came back to school the next day. I didn't get suspended, but when I came back the next day, I had P.E. in the morning. Shout out my nigga Jeremy Doan. He was... I walked in the little P.E. locker room, and he had to wear shorts and T-shirt. When I walked in, it was like, clap your hands, stomp your feet. So-and-so got her ass beat. And then niggas in the locker room was clapping, bro, so.
Damn.
But they didn't say it to her. That was just like my little cheer on when I walked in. It was like,
hilarious.
And so I guess niggas was tired of her, like, all the way around. It was like, finally, somebody decked her ass.
Oh, so she was going around just.
Yeah, I guess just annoying niggas and shit, bro. So, yeah. That was the last time I put my hands on a girl. The bad way.
I'm a tagger in this, too.
Dude, don't do that.
Why not?
Why you gotta be extra, bro?
Why not?
So yeah, that's it. Dunn want to hear the story. Told you want that funny. It's actually sad.
Appreciate it, fam.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
I pieced her ass up, bro.
So it's daughter.
I had her head, bro. And I was,
another cut and another cut.
She was throwing them too, bro. She was trying.
She wasn't throwing. She didn't connect.
She did connect a couple times. She windmilled a couple times. She got me on the shoulder like.
She hit you with the sissy swing?
Bro, she was like, woo, woo, woo. She got me on the shoulder a couple times. Yeah, bro. So, but shout out to her. We cool now. Don't get her trying to drown her. She's good people, bro. I think you just, you know, sixth grade, you know, girls play too much. I was little. But, you know.
Word.
Yeah, bro. So, that's it, bro. Yeah, you got the story, fam.
I appreciate that, my G. We're going to go ahead and sign out. Podcast.
I got some other stories. I got to get permission to tell y'all. I'm gonna try to keep their names out too, bro. Cause those stories are really hilarious and they funny, bro. But
them the ones I'm trying to hear. Baby.
Yeah, but they won't let me. The people in the story won't let me tell them on the podcast.
You're wrong. I'm gonna get over that shit.
This shit happened this shit happened like 2 years ago, type shit. Oh, not fights and shit, but you know, just shit, bro. So if you ever watch this, fam, you know who you are. Can I tell a story?
Round two, nigga.
Can I tell a story, bro?
Let me quit.
Just let me tell a story, bro. I keep your name out, fam. They ain't gonna know it's you.
But yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you for watching, bro. You know it's been a little minute.
It's been a little minute. Till next time, it's been episode 26.
26.
You know what I'm saying? This your boy, Papa Dunn. This is my guy.
This is my guy, Papa Dunn, a.k.a. the orthopedic killer. And this is me, you got Jay Will. So I'll holler at you guys later. I ain't got no nicknames.